Do you love a little bit of country music? Have you ever been curious enough to make the long trip out to Tamworth for your country music fix? Very lucky to be joined on the line by Andrew Travers and Kath Wern from the West End Distributors, a country-inspired local band who formed 9 years ago. Kath and Andrew have been in many, many bands over the years and even won the Golden Guitar Award at Tamworth in 1990 for Best New Talent, which meant for the following year, they then presented the award to Keith Urban. Keith who, you might ask? Good morning, Andrew and Kath. How's it going, guys?
Hey, how you going?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking the time to join me on Tour CR. Hi, guys.
No worries.
Just to kick it off, how many times have you been to the Tamworth Country Music Festival? And maybe for someone who hasn't been before, what's the atmosphere and vibe like?
Look, I, in our band, The Happening Thing, back in the late 80s, early 90s, went there probably two or three times and haven't been back since until 2019 when the Western Distributors, our new band, went up there. It's a very varied festival. It's like a lot of big festivals. It's got a very conservative element to it, but it's also got a lot of underground cool stuff happening as well, if you can seek it out. It's thousands and thousands of people go there. It's absolutely massive. I think it's one of the biggest festivals in Australia. So it's well worth a look. Even if you don't like country music, there's so much stuff going on up there. It's just a great social gathering, you know.
Yeah, cool. And I hear the busking can be interesting. Will you get out on the street to busk? And what kind of buskers can people expect at the festival?
Oh, from really bad to incredible. I don't know. Everyone gets – I mean, obviously busking busking used to be you would play acoustically. You know, you would just set up in front of a shop or under a tree and you would just start playing and people – and you put your hat out or your guitar case. And now because it's so over the top, Tamworth is so popular, you have to actually book a spot and you have to be powered up. In other words, you actually have to have a PA system. So it's crazy. You walk down the main street and it's literally you walk past someone, you know, you listen to half a Slim Dusty song, then the next person you walk by, they're doing some modern song, then the next person they're doing Johnny Cash, and it's just this cacophony of kind of noise.
I love it.
And they're all competing with each other. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. That sounds great. And, hey, look, so the festival's already started and it finishes on the 22nd of January. I believe you have a gig tomorrow night. Can you tell us where that will be and what other gigs you may be playing at the festival?
Yeah, sure. It actually finishes, I think it culminates on Australia Day. It's gone by then, is it? All right, sorry, I'm wrong. you've done your research more than me. We're playing tomorrow afternoon with a great band from Victoria called the Cartwheels. Dave, the bass player, used to be in our band, The Happening Thing, many, many years ago, and his wife, Wendy's, was in a band called The Sparnets many years ago. Anyway, they've been in the Cartwheels for about 10 years. They're fabulous, very, very rootsy kind of honky-tonk country.
Yes.
And we're playing with them. We still haven't figured out who's going on first, who's going on second, but the gig is at the North Tamworth Bowling Club, and it goes from 2 till 5:30. That's in the afternoon, which is great. So, and the other gigs we're doing, that's the only actual sort of formal gig the Western Distributors are doing. The rest of the gigs, Kathy and I will be, and whoever else is available, will be guesting at a place called the Supper Club, which is also at the North Tamworth Bolo. And that's an event that's been run by a guy called Andrew Claremont. Now, he's been running it for 25 years. So it's a bit of an anniversary thing happening.
Cool.
And that's on every night during the festival. It's fantastic.
Great. So people have a few chances to catch that. And for the listener out there, Andrew, who maybe isn't too familiar with the West End Distributors, how would you explain your style of country music?
Very hard question to answer. Because we do all originals. It's kind of country influenced. Our roots are based in classic late 50s, early 60s or mid 60s country music when it was kind of just simple rock and honky-tonk stuff. So we tend to do a lot of that. We've got a bit of rockabilly in there, slightly Beatles-ish pop influences as well. But the instrumentation is what kind of makes it really country. because we've got fiddle and piano accordion and pedal steel, double bass, twangy guitar, you know, that kind of stuff, classic lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of harmonies. Yeah, it's hard to pin down. I think the name sort of categorises more than the music.
Yeah, nice. And look, you guys have two albums on your belt. The last one you released just before the COVID lockdowns.
Yeah.
How did that affect you guys as a group?
Pretty bad, actually. We suddenly stopped doing gigs, obviously. People tried to start up, you know, the online gigs. I think we did one of them, but it just wasn't inspiring. And also people listening to us on a tiny little phone doesn't do us justice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it actually got it affected a lot of people, a lot of my friends and who are professional musicians. Luckily, I've got other things I do with my life. Mm. And I remember I played another band. I remember I said to the guys in that band, let's get together around our place and just have a play. We haven't played for 6 months. And it was so joyful. One of the guys in the band just thought, he suddenly realised he'd actually been depressed because he hadn't been playing every week, you know, and he couldn't figure out why he was so sad. You know? So in that way, it was terrible. But financially as well, it wasn't very good. And we, as you mentioned, we just did our second album, just about to – we were heading off to Adelaide and go to Melbourne and promote it and do all this stuff. And that just hit that on the head. And so we've got a few boxes of CDs in our house sitting around that we'll take up to Tamworth and see if we can shift a few up there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And hey, Andrew, just one final question. Can we expect any new music soon from the group?
Well, yes. We are going into studio in February, actually, which is very much looking forward to. Whether we'll get a whole album out or not, I don't know. But, you know, in this modern world, you don't really need to do albums anymore. We may just do 4 or 5-track EP, or we might just do a few tracks and release one, you know, each one individually online when we feel like it, which is kind of exciting in a way because I think the concept of the album, I hate to say, is kind of slowly disappearing, sadly.
Yeah.
But it also means the pressure's not on to have to come up with 12, you know, songs. So,
yeah,
we're very excited about that. We're going to spend 4 or 5 days in studio to kick it off and see what happens.
Great. Well, hey, Andrew, best of luck with the recording and, of course, the Tamworth Music Festival. It sounds like it'll be a blast. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. I must say, Kathy is sitting opposite me, but because she's having breakfast.
We just thought
a speakerphone doesn't work very well sometimes. She said, "No, you do the interview. I'll be right." But Kathy sends her love, don't you, Kath?
Kath. I hope breakfast was delicious.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
See you guys. Best of luck for the fest.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
See you. Bye. That was Andrew Travis and Kath there just at the end from the Western Distributors. For more information, go to the 2SER website for all the links. And we're about to play one of their tunes, No One Will Miss Me When I've Gone. And yeah, if you're at Tamworth Music Festival, check them out, the Western Distributors, when you're there. This will actually be one of our last songs. I didn't realise what the time is. This has been Brekkie on your Monday morning, getting your week started right, listening to 2SER. My name's Oscar Byrne, filling in for Danny. You've got me tomorrow morning and Wednesday morning as well. I'm going to play one more track after this Western Distributors song. Hope you like them. And yeah, have a nice Monday. And I'll talk to you soon. See you later.
Drag me out from the wreckage. Who's gonna save me from the fire? Who wields the axe and break down the door? No one will miss me when I'm gone. Nobody sees me, nobody hears me, nobody knows that I'm alive. If I fall and hit the ground, would you even turn around? The lake for my body, who combed the forest for my bones, who lie awake and watch. My last sigh, who's gonna cry at my grave? Who'll throw my ashes from the cliffs of Coogee Bay? No one will miss me when I'm gone. Nobody sees me, nobody hears me, nobody knows that I'm alive. If I fall and hit the ground, would you even turn around? No one will miss me when I'm gone. If I fall